I thought everything was in shambles already. But then I hadn't grown up in this world, and they had never known peacetime. We went home about midnight, and Mary Gay and I each stood 2 hours guard. By the middle of the next morning, I was wishing I'd gotten a little more sleep. The plow was a big blade on wheels with two handles for steering, atomic-powered. Not very much power, though, enough to move it forward at a slow crawl if the blade was in soft earth. Needless to say, there was little soft earth in the unused 5 acres. The plow would go a few centimeters, get stuck, freewheel until I put some back into it, then move a few more centimeters. I finished a tenth of an acre the first day, and eventually got it up to a fifth of an acre a day. It was hard, hardening work, but pleasant. I had an ear clip that piped music to me, old tapes from Richard's collection, and the sun browned me all over. I was beginning to think I could live that way forever. Mary Gay and I were reading up at the recreation center one evening when we heard faint gunfire down by the road. We decided it'd be smart to get back to the house. We were less than halfway there when firing broke out all along our left, on a line that seemed to extend from the road to far past the recreation center, a coordinated attack. We had to abandon the bikes and crawl on hands and knees in the drainage ditch by the side of the road, bullets hissing over our heads. A heavy vehicle rumbled by, shooting left and right. It took a good 20 minutes to crawl home. We passed 2 farmhouses that were burning brightly. I was glad ours didn't have any wood. I noticed there was no return fire coming from our tower, but didn't say anything. There were 2 dead strangers in front of the house as we rushed inside. April was lying on the floor, still alive, but bleeding from 100 tiny fragment wounds. The living room was rubble and dust. Someone must have thrown a bomb through a door or window. I left Mary Gay with her mother and ran out back to the tower. The ladder was pulled up, so I had to shinny up one of the stilts. Richard was sitting slumped over the rifle. In the pale green glow from the scope, I could see a perfectly round hole above his left eye. A little blood had trickled down the bridge of his nose and dried. I laid his body on the floor and covered his head with my shirt. I filled my pockets with clips and took the rifle back to the house. Mary Gay had tried to make her mother comfortable. They were talking quietly. She was holding my shotgun pistol and had another gun on the floor beside her. When I came in, she looked up and nodded soberly, not crying. April whispered something, and Mary Gay asked, "Mother wants to know whether Daddy had a hard time of it. She knows he's dead." "No, I'm sure he didn't feel anything." "That's good." "It's something. I should keep my mouth shut." "It is good, yes." I checked the doors and windows for an effective vantage point. I couldn't find any place that wouldn't allow a whole platoon to sneak up behind me. "I'm going to go outside and get on top of the house." Couldn't go back to the tower. "Don't you shoot unless somebody gets inside. Maybe they'll think the place is deserted."